There was once a time where you too didn't know what Netflix and chill really meant, and so did I. In this tale, I share how I thought Netflix and chill was actually chill and the embarrassment that followed, so that perhaps you can learn from my mistakes while trying to save yourself from embarrassment. I'm Rylan, and you're listening to Relatable Tales. Once upon a time, when I was a child, I had several of these misunderstandings, as one might call it. For example, I used to think that actors used to sing in movies. Well, I don't even want to talk about how I realized that it wasn't true. It would so not be me embarrassing myself in front of my intellectual friends, who explained to me that it was just singers who sang the song and the actors were just lip-syncing to it in the movie. Let's take another example, emojis. Sincere Rylan couldn't possibly fathom that emojis could have double meanings. Let me explain. I mean, the peach fruit emoji was supposed to be the peach fruit, but apparently it's not, because it's supposed to represent buttocks. And the reason why that's bothering me is not that it tainted my personality in school when I went around texting everyone that peach is my favorite fruit. Let's take another emoji for example, the eggplant emoji. I was wondering why it was so famous and used by a lot of girls in school. Well, spoiler alert, now I know, because it closely resembles an important part of the male body. Excuse me for the direct terms that I am using in this episode. I am just trying to keep it family friendly, that's all. But I'm pretty sure you understand exactly what I mean. Don't even get me started on the water droplets emoji. I guess I am the person who misses out on a lot of things, because I also missed out on, you guessed it, Netflix and chill. Oh boy, oh boy. Where do I even begin? So this was back in 10th grade in school, when watching things on Netflix was booming alongside social media. Everyone was watching, using, or talking about Netflix. It was like the next big thing. I didn't have a Netflix subscription. I mean, I did have one, which I didn't even realize that I had, but don't even get me started on that story. So while Netflix was booming, so were some slangs around it. One such slang, you might recall, is Netflix and chill. I thought it sounded so cool. What could possibly be better than watching some lit shows on Netflix while chilling with the homies? What could go wrong? Well, a lot of things did. It all began when I started saying the phrase, Netflix and chill, bro. I'm always a sucker for getting influenced, jumping on the bandwagon and waiting to repeat slangs until they get outdated. And back then, I was really into saying Netflix and chill, bro, for some reason. I liked it so much so that I almost used it in every conversation and people around me started giving me weird looks. My friends didn't understand it initially, but then I thought, maybe they're just jealous of me. I mean, nobody else in the school says this except me. Eventually, as my friends started hanging out less and less with me, I thought, something's wrong. I can feel it. No, wait a second. That was Eminem. What I thought was, who needs lame friends anyway? Then a person, a mischievous person from my class to say the least, bumped into me during lunch break. As I did to everyone, I started with a small talk and then I said, Netflix and chill, bro, thinking I sounded cool and on top of trends. He then said, do you know what that means? I said, yeah, it means watching Netflix with the homies and chilling. Then he stayed silent for a second, almost as if he was thinking about something. I asked, am I wrong? Then he went, no, of course not, you're right. He also said, you know, I've heard girls like boys who Netflix and chill. And while he was saying that, the bell rang and we ran back to our classrooms. I was thinking during the rest of my lectures, oh, so girls like this, huh? All right, let's go home today and see what this is all about. So once school ended, I reached home, freshened up and got ready. Then I took the phone, opened Instagram and saw some girls from my school on there. I started messaging a couple of them thinking this might finally be the chance that I get a girlfriend. So the first girl I talked to after some casual conversations, I told her, do you know Netflix and chill? She said, yeah, why? Then I remembered that boy telling me that girls like boys who Netflix and chill. So I texted her saying, I do that. And I kid you not, after that message was viewed by her, I stayed on red for a solid 10 minutes and then she went offline. Speaking of the present, it's safe to say she hasn't come back online ever since and I'm pretty sure I'm blocked by her. I was really curious back then about her absurd behavior, but I wanted to finally find out what was happening. And if there was one thing that connects all the dots, then it would be the phrase Netflix and chill. I needed to know what it meant to be sure that I'm not making a mistake. Then I opened Google and began typing, what is Netflix and chill? And pressed enter. Now, while Google was loading my answer, my heartbeat started accelerating, knowing the truth is just moments away from me. Part of me wanted me to be right, that Netflix and chill really meant chill, and part of me knew it also meant something else, and it was only a matter of time before I knew what it meant. And while I was lost in my thoughts, Google finally loaded the answer. I click on the first article and scroll down to the explanation, and it read as follows. Netflix and chill is an internet slang term used as a euphemism for sexual activity, either as a part of a romantic partnership as casual coitus or as a groupie invitation. Right there and then, I realized I made a fool of myself once again because people made a double meaning of something that wasn't meant to be. I then quickly deleted the text I sent the other remaining girls. I then stopped using that phrase for good. Also, thankfully, my friends accepted me back since I stopped saying it. I guess what I'm trying to say is that the world is a dangerous place. I'm kidding, of course. What I'm actually trying to say is that before blindly jumping on a new trend, whether it be a phrase or an emoji, you should really study about it more to prevent making a fool of yourself. And for the people who already knew this all along and saw the ending coming, well, did you know that there are people listening to this episode right this very second who still don't know? But thanks to this episode, now they know. I mean, you don't need to thank me for saving you from embarrassing yourself, although I'd appreciate it if you would join me next week for another crazy tale. And that's a tale for this episode.